FDIC.gov/MoneySmart. This is the Money Smart Podcast Network, where you learn how to wisely spend it, save it, and protect it. Be money smart. Here is your host, Nick L. Savvy.
Pay yourself first. That's what I say. What do I mean? I mean, pay yourself by putting money away before you pay your other bills. It can help you manage money, increase your saving, and improve your standard of living. But what if you feel you can't save? This is Nick L. Savvy here, and welcome to the Money Smart Podcast Network, MSPN, on the FDIC website, fdic.gov/moneysmart. In this segment of Putting Money Aside, MSPN financial reporter Andrea Stock is here to give you a special report on just how to go about increasing your cash flow so you can save, save, save.
Thank you, Nick. Americans are living in the now, not in the future. A startling new study of Americans nearing retirement indicates that more than half of Americans are not saving enough to live on after they stop working. But it's not only for retirement that we have this lack of saving. It's for any future purchase, like a down payment for a house, or a car, or even a vacation. Emergencies can take us by surprise, but we don't think to save for them. Job loss, car repair, and hospitalization are common emergencies that can strain our finances. And don't forget, with the rising cost of college, Americans need to manage their money even more carefully. Some Americans, like Vince, an auto salesman just out of college, say they don't make enough money now to save. We spoke to Vince outside Great Start Bank.
I don't see the point. After paying all my monthly expenses, I can only save $20 a month. I'd rather go out with my buddies. It's not enough to make it worth the trouble.
Not so, says our financial expert Xander Hamilton.
Saving even a few dollars a day can mean big returns over time. Let's say a consumer saved just $5 a day at 5% interest. Compounded daily, after 30 years, he will have saved $72,327.
So how could Vince go about saving? Again, Xander Hamilton.
Decrease spending. That's my first piece of advice. A decrease in spending means an increase in the amount of money you have left each month. Money you can save. Now, there are simple ways to do this. For example, carry only small amounts of cash in your wallet so you won't spend it. Take your lunch to work instead of eating out. This saves big money over time. Imagine that you might spend $6 a day on lunch. Multiply that by 5 days a week. That's $30 a week, or $120 a month. Add to that money you can save by not buying coffee and soda every day, or candy and cigarettes, and you have change that can be deposited at the bank at the end of the month. This change adds up over time, and we don't even realize it.
At a downtown grocery store, coupons and special offers line the shelves, but few, according to store owner Roger Shop, take advantage of these savings the way they should.
I often walk the aisles during evening rush hour and notice that most people don't carry grocery lists with them. This results in impulse buying, which translates into higher grocery bills. While we certainly don't mind people spending money in our store, we want our customers buying intelligently and with their health in mind. That's why we created custom grocery lists for all our customers. Customers use a computer program in the store to create weekly menus for their families. The program then prints out the list of groceries they will need. In addition, it prints out coupons for any of the items on the list, especially for our less expensive store brand items. Using coupons saves money, and we want to help our customers to take advantage of them.
According to Xander Hamilton, it comes down to needs versus wants.
Control your use of credit cards. Don't go shopping just for fun. Buy only what you need. Don't buy things just because they're on sale. And shop around to get the best deal on big-ticket items like cars and appliances. Overall, be prudent and thoughtful. If it helps, take your written savings goals with you as a reminder when you shop. That house or car or college diploma will certainly curb your spending on restaurants or the newest cell phone or the latest cable service. It's about keeping the long term in mind.
But what about the spending you can't avoid? Those fixed expenses like rent or mortgage, monthly utility bills or taxes? We asked Xander Hamilton to comment.
Well, first of all, if you qualify, you can ask for reduced rates from your utility companies, like electric, telephone, and gas. If you think you need help, call your utility company. But no matter what your rate, you should pay your bills on time. Many of my customers end up paying hefty fees when they're late with their bills. These can include late fees, extra finance charges, disconnection fees for utilities such as phone or electricity, as well as the fees to reestablish connection if their service is disconnected, or bill collection fees. I've even seen a number of cases where a customer fails to pay their rent and is evicted. There is a cost to eviction and repossession if, for instance, a car loan isn't paid. Pay bills on time. I'd like to add another thought here on expenses. Let's say you had a monthly loan payment, say $200. When you've finished paying the loan, take that $200 and save it instead. You never counted on spending it anyway, so there's nothing to miss. You can do the same with other extra money, like a cash gift, or that bonus or raise you got at work, or a tax refund. What you don't see, you don't miss.
In the lobby of Great Start Bank, Vince has just opened up a savings account. Xander Hamilton has joined us to talk about his experience.
That was pretty easy. The customer service representative suggested that I use direct deposit for my paycheck. I can automatically deposit part of my paycheck into my savings account or transfer a certain amount from my checking every month through my new ATM card, online, or on the phone. I am surprised at how much money I save with direct deposit. I never added up the amount I spend on check cashing services every month. Every time I cashed a check, it cost me $5. As it turns out, I was spending hundreds of dollars a year in these fees. With direct deposit, these fees disappear. I'm so happy I opened this savings account.
Those customers with federal benefits, such as Social Security, can also have these checks directly deposited into their savings. And you can also purchase a U.S. savings bond through payroll deduction.
Investing, a term some Americans don't see applying to themselves. Like Vince, who couldn't see saving $20 a month. How can he think about bigger investments?
Well, to begin, if your work offers a retirement plan, such as a 401k or 403b plan that deducts money from your paycheck, join it. Most employers will match up to 50 cents on each dollar you contribute. The matched amount is free money. If you're interested in learning about investing, consider joining an investment club. Investment clubs are groups of people who work together to understand the process and value of investing even small amounts of money, as little as $5 or $10. If you decide to make investments, do your homework. Know what you're investing in. Get professional advice if you need it. You should have enough money in savings to pay for 2 to 6 months of expenses in case of emergency. Make sure you have an emergency savings account before considering investing in non-deposit products. If you own stocks, reinvest the dividends to purchase more stocks. Some companies offer an easy way to do this called a dividend reinvestment program, DRIP. This process increases your investment faster, similar to compounding. Just take the first step.
Outside Great Start Bank, Vince reflects on changes he plans to make in his spending and saving habits.
Saving seems possible now. I get it that even a few dollars a day can add up to a lot of money over time. I also want to talk with the bank some more. I have debt that I want to get out of from a few vacations and clothing I bought a while ago. They might be able to help me handle it. If I want debt now, I want it to be for something long term, like college or a house, or that car I need to get to my new job.
That $20 a month will sure come in handy. This is Andrea Stock for MSPN.
You've been listening to a report from MSPN financial reporter Andrea Stock on how to save. Next time on the Money Smart Podcast Network, we continue our conversation on saving with a focus on saving beyond your piggy bank.
This has been another edition of the Money Smart Podcast Network with your host, Nick L. Savvy. For the complete transcript of this segment and additional content on banking, visit us at fdic.gov/moneysmart. Money Smart is a production of FDIC. FDIC, maintaining the stability of America's banking system. Be Money Smart.